When Tiger Tells the Truth, written by Gemma Carey and Krishna Kumar, narrated by Andrew James Roberts. It's the end of the week at the brand new forest school. The little creatures chit-chat while their teacher stands tall. She waits for them to settle and then prepares to speak. "I'm going to announce," she says, "my star of the week." The animals all listen hard. They're sitting extra still. Little Tiger's hopeful, and she holds her breath until... "It's Bear," the teacher calls out. "Brown Bear, up you come. You're my star for this week. A superstar. Well done. You've tried hard in all your lessons, been exceptionally caring. It's time to meet my Super Ted, who's very brave and daring. Take him on adventures, guard him near and far, and bring him back in time to give to next week's superstar." Tiger wakes on Saturday to find a bright blue sky. She zooms off to the forest park, pretending she can fly. She gets there to find lots of friends playing on the swings. Brown Bear has brought Super Ted among some other things. But Ted starts getting grubby, which makes the young bear sad. And so he goes and puts him in his clean, dry bag. Meanwhile, Little Tiger thinks about what teacher said. She tiptoes off to Brown Bear's bag and slides out Super Ted. Then, when no one's looking, she takes the teddy bear. "Come on, Super Ted," she says. "You shouldn't be in there. I've heard you like adventures. Let's go and explore. I'll take you to some places where you've never been before." Little Tiger carries Ted to brand new awesome heights, shows him super duper views and all the greatest sights. Then, realizing the bright blue sky is slowly turning dark, the tiger cub decides it's time to head back to the park. It's slimy on the riverbank. It's muddy everywhere. Tiger slips and tumbles, and poor Ted flies through the air. "No!" cries Little Tiger. It happens in a flash. Clutching at thin air, she hears a tiny, dreadful splash. Little Tiger watches as the teddy bobs along, faster and faster until Super Ted is gone. On Monday, back at Forest School, Brown Bear is in tears. His sobs get extra loud when their teacher soon appears. The teacher says, "Where's Super Ted?" "You lost him, so I heard." And Brown Bear nods, while Little Tiger doesn't say a word. Teacher tuts and shakes her head at poor Brown Bear. "I'm really disappointed that you didn't take more care." At home that night, our tiger goes and hides under her quilt. Her heart is full of sorrow. Her head is full of guilt. She cannot eat her tea. She's too miserable and glum. Bursting into tears, Little Tiger tells her mum. "Well," her mum says quietly, "there's one thing you must do. I know it's hard, but tell the truth, and I'll be proud of you." On Tuesday, there's a quiet knock on teacher's cabin door. "Little Tiger," teacher says, "what are you here for?" Solemnly, the cub explains how she lost Super Ted, allowing poor Brown Bear to take all the blame instead. Her teacher listens, noticing the teardrops in her eyes. "It's hard to tell the truth sometimes. Thank you," she replies. Together, cub and teacher go outside to find Brown Bear. Teacher says that Tiger has important words to share. The young bear looks baffled, emerges from his den. "I'm sorry," murmurs Tiger, and she tells the truth again. Suddenly, a monkey bounds towards them from the river, and in his hands a special soggy something to deliver.
"I found this on the riverbank. Does he belong to you? After he's been washed and dried, he'll be as good as new."
On Friday, it's assembly time, and teacher stands to speak, declares that Little Monkey is her new star of the week. The teacher has a sticker next for someone who was brave. "And though stealing a teddy was the wrong way to behave,
owning up to taking it was pretty tough to do. Little Tiger, come on up. This one is for you. Little Tiger takes a sticker home to show her mum, and though she isn't this week's star, she hopes her turn will come.